The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
In Buffalo, your NPR station is WBFO. Taking a look at sports, the Buffalo Sabres busy during the free agency period yesterday, adding veteran forwards Jason Zucker, Nicholas Aubé-Kubel, and Sam Lafferty. They also re-signed defenseman Jacob Bryson, leaving the team from last year. Alternate captain Zemgus Girgensons, after 10 years, he's going to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Forwards Eric Robinson and Tyson Jost moving on. Same with goaltender Eric Comrie. The Buffalo Bisons beat Rochester last night 8-7 at Salem Field. Those teams meeting again tonight at 6:35 in downtown Buffalo. Major League play limited schedule. Houston over Toronto 3-1. The Mets beat Washington 9-7 at European Soccer. The European Soccer Championships, Portugal, after a scoreless regulation and extra time, won in a shootout over Slovenia yesterday. Also, France beat Belgium.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
This is WBFO. Efforts to grow the semiconductor industry in Buffalo and across upstate New York will be getting a boost from federal funding. Senator Chuck Schumer will be in Buffalo today to announce $40 million will be allocated to Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse in the joint effort to create a federal tech hub across the region. The Buffalo News reports the upstate bid is among the 12 that will receive federal investment. Initially, nearly 400 locations across the country sought the tech hub designation. The University of Buffalo, Syracuse University, and Monroe Community College in Rochester will have roles in the effort. The organized labor movement in the healthcare industry continues to expand across the region and the state. According to 1199 SEIU, home care providers at Community Care Home Health have approved their first three-year union contract. The deal, which covers 1,600 workers across the state, including 400 in the Buffalo and Rochester region, calls for a wage increase to $7.55 per hour for workers, with a boost in 2026 to $18.70 an hour. Officials say more than 150,000 home care workers in New York State are now covered by union contracts. And a summer camp, not a new YMCA, will be coming to North Buffalo. Officials announced Monday they have scrapped plans to build a new YMCA at 1984 Elmwood Avenue. The 7-acre property will be used for YMCA Camp Swan, named to honor the $2.5 million contribution from the William and Ann Swan Foundation. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.